Hello, KCR listener. This is John Roon coming to you from our studios on Hall Street in Nelson. We are currently in the last shivering days of 2022 with 2023 right on our doorstep. And before that, I'd like to take a look back at some of the big newsmakers that shaped this year that we're leaving behind us and take a quick peek at what exactly has happened since. For me, this year in the West Kootenay region began in the middle of July when I moved here from Ontario. As I would very quickly come to learn, I stepped right into a region that, while scenic and beautiful, also holds a darkness in the toxic drug crisis, which has killed nearly 2,000 people in BC in the first 10 months of this year. One of my first assignments here at Kootenay Co-op Radio was to cover an overdose vigil which was held in Cottonwood Falls Park in Nelson. But things got even more interesting when I learned that a local drug supply group was planning to hand out tested cocaine, meth, and heroin to local users. It was Dylan Griffith who was behind the initiative here in Nelson with his group Kootenay Insurrection for Safe Supply. I spotted him at the vigil in Cottonwood Falls Park the same morning that he had tipped off all the local news outlets in town on what he was going to do.
The group, the organization exists for one reason, and that is to establish a non-medicalized compassion club for the safe supply of street drugs, essentially. So heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, that is safe. It's a known composition, known potency, and provided on a regular basis in from a reliable supply.
Are you worried that the cops might come after you for this?
Sure. I mean, that's a definite possibility. I think it would be, what we're doing is legally, may not be legally allowable, but is absolutely ethical and moral what we're doing. So if we get arrested, we get arrested. It's a necessary intervention. It has to happen. The government's not doing it, and so we're going
to
do it.
The organization has said it remains steadfast to opening a safe supply clinic in the area, but no exact plans have been announced. Another big newsmaker in the West Kootenays were these guys. Black bears had a hard summer and did best to stay out of Nelson if they wanted to stay alive. Conservation officers euthanized 13 bears in Nelson this year. And one morning this summer, one of them was put down on Vernon Street after the bear had found its way up a tree outside a coffee shop during the morning rush. Conservation officer Nathan Smink told KCR News about it.
It was a fully habituated food-conditioned bear. Last night we had one residence in the vicinity of where this happened that had their garage door completely ripped off the side of the building. Since I've been back in Nelson since 2014, this is the busiest year for bears within the community. Could be a food issue, it could be a bear abundance issue.
But most of all, it's a... The bear issue lived on way into the fall when the mayor's election kicked off, and pretty much anyone who ran for either council or mayor talked about the bears and what needed to be done. It was Janice Morrison who eventually secured Nelson's top job, the second female mayor in Nelson's history.
I would like to introduce you all to Mayor Morrison for the city of Nelson. She would like to say a few words to all of you and all of the citizens of Nelson as well. Janice?
Yeah. Oh, you guys, I just want to, once again, I want to really thank you for all of your support. This is not, you know, I talked to during the campaign that when you have a council, that it's a team. And you know what? It was a team that got me elected. And it's going to be a team that we're going to build with the new councillors that have just been elected. And I'm really, really looking forward to the next 4 years. And let's make that change. And I said in my campaign, let's do it together. Let's do it together.
It was an emotional moment for Morrison as she received the news from Lakeside Resort. Meanwhile, a few blocks away, down the street at Marzano's, John Dooley had gathered with friends, family, and supporters in the back room at the restaurant. He gave this interview just moments after learning that his streak of mayor was finished.
I think Janice will do a good job. You know, her and I have been together on the council since 1999. We first got on together. We have a similar sort of thought process. She has areas that, you know, she does things better than I do, to be honest with you. And then there's places where I...
Morrison has said that she intends to go through with making Nelson a Bear Smart certified city and step up the preventative work to make sure more bears don't have to be euthanized. And now here we are, just with days left of the year, but it didn't go out without a proper West Kootenay winter snowfall, and people who wanted to jump on a plane to their holiday destination had to rethink. Last week, thousands of travelers were stranded at Canadian airports right during the most intense travel week of the year. And this is what it sounded like at Castlegar Airport just the other week when KCR News caught up with airport manager Maciej Heybrich.
Yeah, it is the busiest travel week, unfortunately. And then with Vancouver being our hub airport, having major difficulties, it's really felt down the line, especially at airports like us. I would expect some challenges coming out of Vancouver. They need to get caught up on their major backlog. As you're well aware, they canceled flights the other day, and there's a quite significant domino effect with that. And then you may tack on potential weather here in the region, which might compound some further delays.
As of Tuesday, delays continued at multiple airports and with some Canadian travelers being stranded abroad. These were some of the major newsmakers of 2022, and it of course doesn't include the many diverse and interesting stories we have heard from locals this year. And for next year, we're hoping to tell many more stories that affect our community. And for that, we need you, the listener. So always feel free to drop us a line or a news tip at news@kootenaycoopradio.com. Before we wrap up this end-of-the-year newscast, I defy the weather and made my way to downtown Nelson with a question. What did people think of 2022, and what are folks hoping for next year?
Is there anything you hope for that will come true for next year, personally or in the world or overall?
A little warmer weather and a little more peace.
Sounds good.
Better weather.
Well, that's always good, yeah. Anything?
Love the open border. And economic improvements. How about that?
We're going to Costa Rica next year, so I'm pretty excited for that.
First time abroad, or?
Yes, other than Canada.
What about you? Do you have anything for next year? We just have a few days left of 2022.
More snow and to get a puppy.
More snow. Well, I don't know if I can agree with that one right now, but okay. How was 2022 for you personally?
It was good. Yeah, it's good to be kind of out of the 2020s and 2021. So hoping to get further and further away from COVID and COVID restrictions and hope for more stable economies.
Are you one of those people who feel the tangible sort of shift of the year, or is it just another day?
The tangible shift in terms of when I write it down, right, I have to remember.
Sure.
To put 23, but no, I think it's another day, but it's always something to look forward to new, right? It's something new. You can try to move ahead and maybe make some changes if you want to.
Sure. Love it. Okay, guys, have a great next year.
Thank you.
Quick question from Kootenay Co-op Radio. It's 2023 almost, just a few days left of this year. What do you hope for next year?
Peace.
Too much of unrest going on in the world right now, for sure. Are you one of those people who feel like a new year is kind of a way to a fresh slate and a way forward? Or
I always hope, and it usually is in the beginning of the year, but for some reason that hope kind of dilutes later on the year, but I'm hoping that it actually makes it through.
Yeah, sure. So more peace in the world, and personally, is there anything you're particularly excited about that's on the roster for next year, next summer perhaps?
Just staying this side of the daisies would be good enough for me. Just be happy, being content.
And that's what some local Nelson residents had to say about next year. And as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that remains for me in this newscast is to wish you all a good 2023. This is John Roon signing off from the newsroom. Now I gotta go home and put on dry socks.